This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Recent year summers have been some of the interior's warmest and fieriest, but 2020's been a major departure from that. How much does the data illustrate that, Rick? I remember things starting out pretty warm back in May.
The high temperature in Fairbanks for 2020 is very likely to be the 82 degrees that was recorded the first half of May. And in fact, since June 1st, the high at the Fairbanks Airport has been only 80 degrees. High temperature anywhere in interior Alaska with reliable temperatures, 85 degrees in Eagle. Those are unusually low values.
And it's also been very rainy, and there have been thunderstorms throughout the summer, even now into mid-August. Is there some data on that?
Fairbanks Airport has now had 15 days with thunder heard. That's the most of any summer since 2007. And some areas on the east side of town have had more than 20 days with thunder. And that is unusually high. The reason for all the thunder is the same as the reason for the lack of any really hot weather in the interior. With that lower pressure aloft, it's cooler aloft, and that's one of the key ingredients for thunderstorms in interior Alaska. Those cool temperatures aloft allow thunderstorms to develop much more readily than if we had warm high pressure, which would not only suppress thunderstorms, but allow for higher afternoon temperatures.
I can't say I haven't missed those. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.